It's the Rush Hour on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M. We're now playing Rock's Greatest Hits, just like that. And what a way to start the week. This could be the next Premier of Queensland. Deb Frecklington, the State Opposition Leader, is joining us right now. G'day, Deb. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, great to be on the show, Luke. And hello to all your listeners. Beautiful day on the coast.
And where are you at the moment?
Well, I've actually just got back into Brizzy from the Scenic Rim.
You know, Deb, one thing I didn't know about you is it true you live in Kingaroy? Is that your hometown?
That is my hometown of Kingaroy, so I represent the beautiful areas of the South Burnett and the Somerset. But I spend a lot of my time travelling around the state.
As a Polly, hailing out of Kingaroy, like our most famous Premier, Sir Joe, comes from Kingaroy. And I've got to tell you, as a kid, I grew up in Hervey Bay, Deb, and one time I went to Kingaroy. This is no joke, 1984, I reckon. 1984...
would have been about three.
Mate, I was a young kid, but I knew enough. I knew Joe Bjelke-Petersen, and we're going through Kingaroy, and we went, Joe Bjelke-Petersen, this is just our family. We go, Joe Bjelke-Petersen lives in Kingaroy. Let's find his farm. Was it Bethany was the name of the joint, right?
Yeah.
We roll up, drive down Sir Joe's. They invited us in, mate. Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen.
Are you kidding?
Deb, Sir Joe took my brother Ashley and I on a walk through his peanut farm, and we're going, because Flo was his wife, and we're going, we're cheeky little kids. We're going, you got any pumpkin scones, Flo? I haven't got any, boys. I don't. But what a nice bloke. Did you have much to do with him when he was in Kingaroy?
No, look, I didn't. But Lady Flo actually was wonderful to me when I first put my hand up to be a politician for the local area. By then, Sir Joe had passed away, but Lady Flo was just fantastic to me. And look, they are legends locally around Kingaroy.
Oh, of course,
we've got the Lady Flo Bjelke-Petersen Hospital. We've got the Sir Joe Bjelke-Petersen Research Station. But look, it is a beautiful part of the world, and wouldn't it be fantastic to be the second Premier hailing from the same spot?
Here's what I think your problem is, Deb, and this is no joke, is that everyone was up in arms when Anastasia Palaszczuk closed the borders. They went, this is ridiculous, open them up, you're going to kill business and all this sort of stuff. She's kind of been proven correct in that regard, you'd have to say, because we've now got, so fewer cases than, what's happening down south. Do you look back now and go, like, you've got to cut us some slack? Or is that not the case in the political game?
Well, look, I think you've got to look at it, Luke, exactly how it happened. I mean, when the Premier was refusing to open the borders, and, you've got to note that she actually has opened the borders, but when she was refusing to open the borders, the Victorian health case hadn't happened, and all we were doing was saying, keep to your own timeline, which was July. But she went on Brekkie TV, I think it was, and announced that they might be shut until after September. Now, back when she was saying this, it was causing businesses a great deal of uncertainty. They wanted the borders open because there was no health reason why the borders should be shut. Now that's changed. And with Victoria now, even Victoria wouldn't have imagined what would be ahead of them. The Premier still has the borders open. And I think many of your listeners would be, probably wondering whether the borders should have a hard close again.
Okay, so what would you do, Deb, if you were in Parliament, if you were in power right now? It's 91 days from now. Let's say you are the next Premier of Queensland. Let's give you that power as of right now. What would you do different to what Anastasia Palaszczuk is handling this situation, like this week, for example?
Well, what I would do is I would follow the health advice. So if the health advice is that the borders should remain as they are, which is open, and that we just stop people from the hotspots, then that is exactly what I would do. And that's exactly what we should be following. But the other thing I would do is I'd make it easier for locals with maybe a locals pass to get over. We've got to look at making sure that everyone is doing the right thing. But how can we streamline the process for people that have no choice but to commute over the border? And I do think it is also really important that we give businesses certainty and clarity around the changes to the borders. I mean, the people on the Gold Coast are the ones that are feeling the most pain with this.
Absolutely.
They are living with it day in, day out. And those businesses, as you know, Luke, I've been down there, I've been talking to the local businesses, they are on their knees because it changes on a daily basis.
Yeah, that's a big one for you. In this marketplace, that's a big one for you. If you could get rid of those, the queues, or at least make it some, just a little bit easier, because at the moment...
Make it easier for locals. Why can't locals have a dedicated, you know, a dedicated pass or something different to people coming from other areas in New South Wales? I think that's the number one thing that we need to implement. But at all times, we need to be following the health advice, not just making it up as we go along for a political advantage.
Hey, Deb, it's 90 days out to the election. Will you be the next Premier?
Well, look, that's up to the people of Queensland. But what I would say, Luke,
what's your gut feel? What's your instinct tell you?
Well, Luke, I'm working extremely hard to...
Yeah, but come on, you know what your instinct is. That's this sounds like political BS coming out. Whatever the next answer is, just it's a yes or no question. It's like, does your instinct tell you we're going to vote for you?
I can tell you right now that I know that I've got the people and the policies to get Queensland working again. I've got a great group of people that want to represent Queensland that are, you know, members of the LNP. So, look, I think that, of course, we're always the underdogs at this stage, 90 days out, but we're going to work hard each and every day. But good try, Luke.
Will you buy a peanut farm if you're... No, it doesn't matter. Hey, good on you, Deb. Appreciate your time. Know it's very busy for you. And thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Great chatting. Thanks, Luke.
There she goes, Deb Frecklington. And this is The Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam on the Gold Coast 92.5 Triple M.